USA Radio News. I'm Victor Pohl. We are now in the second day of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The panel is focusing on how former President Trump spread baseless claims of election fraud. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the committee, spoke Sunday on Face the Nation.
He was told repeatedly by people that he trusted, that he respected, that the election wasn't stolen, that there is no corroborating proof of any kind of a stealing or any kind of a corruption that would change the outcome.
The next hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. Fears about a possible recession are pounding markets worldwide, with the S&P 500 tumbling into the bear market after sinking more than 20% below its record set earlier this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 879 points Monday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. Well, you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Police have opened criminal investigations into the killings of more than 12,000 Ukrainians during Russia's war, and authorities in the Kyiv region of Bucha on Monday reported discovering the bodies of several victims whose hands were tied behind their backs. The head of the Kyiv Regional Police said that hands tied behind the back with tape suggest people were held hostage for long periods of time as enemy forces attempted to extract information from them. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases, as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A report released Monday found that at least 196 clerics in the German Catholic Diocese of Munster abused minors between 1945 and 2020, adding to findings from other dioceses that have shaken the church in that country. The study, commissioned by the Diocese of Western Germany and carried out over 2.5 years, pointed to a massive leadership failure during the tenures of the diocese bishops between 1947 and 2008, with officials covering up scandals or making only superficial interventions. The European Space Agency has released reams of data on almost 2 billion stars in the Milky Way in an effort to create the most accurate and complete map of our galaxy. Astronomers hope to use the data to understand better how stars are born and die and how the Milky Way evolved over billions of years. The data includes new information such as the age, mass, temperature, and chemical composition of stars. This information can be used to determine which stars were born in another galaxy and then migrated to the Milky Way. The United Arab Emirates on Monday banned the upcoming Pixar animated feature Lightyear after its inclusion of a controversial kiss. The decision comes as Malaysia also reportedly will ban the film, raising the possibility that other Muslim-majority nations could follow suit on one of Disney's biggest animated films of the year as the film industry emerges from the depths of the coronavirus. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.